Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program. A positive work environment starts with security that jobs are safe. Go to sharedwork.mo.gov.
A former student at the Agape Boarding School near southwestern Missouri's Stockton is urging state lawmakers to regulate faith-based boarding schools, saying he was beaten and headbutted for saying gosh on his first night there in 1998. James Griffey testified yesterday before a Missouri Senate committee in Jefferson City.
The staff member, maybe in his mid-20s, threw me on my back, started punching me in the face and headbutting me, saying, do not use my God's name in vain. It took three staff to get him off me. That was my first night there.
Another witness who submitted written testimony was a student at the now-defunct Circle of Hope in Humansville from 2006 to 2010. She testified she weighed 160 pounds when she arrived and 100 pounds when she left and could not look at anyone. Some Missouri schools have joined forces with families serving our country to help provide military students with a softer academic landing. According to the Military Child Education Coalition, a military-connected child can expect to move 6 to 9 times throughout their K-12 school years. Dr. Blaine Henningson with the Missouri Education Department says the school districts near Fort Leonard Wood in Waynesville and Whiteman Air Force Base near Knob Noster have been especially committed to the state's more than 12,000 military kids.
I think the various branches of the military are really taking a long, hard look at the communities where their bases are located, and they're really looking at the quality of life situations that those communities offer. And we think Missouri's in a good place.
Governor Parson, a U.S. Army veteran, has designated today as Purple Up Day to encourage Missouri businesses and citizens to wear purple and hang purple ribbons to show support for military children. The Missouri Capitol Dome and Governor's Mansion in Jefferson City will also be shining the color purple tonight. The State Board of Education has signed off on permanently allowing an accelerated substitute teacher training option. Aspiring students can either fulfill the standard 60 college credit hours or they can complete an online training program of at least 20 hours. Last fall, the board temporarily allowed the online course to help close the gap on an anticipated teacher shortage during the pandemic. Dr. Paul Katnick, Assistant Commissioner of the Office of Educator Quality, says the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education has surveyed districts about the alternative path.
Yes. ESS staffing, again, works with districts across the state, uses subs who have gone through this training. All superintendents felt that they performed at least as well, if not better, than others. All superintendents were in favor of continuing the online training.
The online program could be up and running by this fall. And three separate water mains broke on Tuesday in the small Laclede County town of Conway. Crews have been working nonstop to fix those breaks. The water supply has been restored. Conway has about 800 residents. This is news on Missouri Net.